にちは、はねです。Long time no here? Something like that. Hane's back. This is her Christmas episode to you, and hopefully the coming year, Hane will keep this up again. Hopefully, she will. So, sorry to those who have been nagging. Cough, cough, Sandris. We're Hane to make an episode, but here it is. It's her present to you guys who have missed her, apparently. So, today's episode is a bit Christmassy. It's not a J-Rock episode, so to those who've been wanting it, you'll just have to wait for the next one that hopefully Hane will work on soon. And yeah, today Hane's going to talk about a bit of how Japan celebrates Christmas, and that's really about it. It's a short one because it's Christmas, right? So anyways, moving on, Hane read a bit of her older comments, and people are still wondering why she speaks in third person. She has no clue. Hane has absolutely no clue why anymore. She just does. But that's really it. She's a king. She can do whatever she wants. By the way, to those who are rebelling, some people know why and some people won't. So those who don't, you can just absolutely ignore this part. But those who do, you guys will not win. You just won't. Because Hane's king and she's awesome. Awesome. So yeah, that's really it. So let's move on to music, because you guys are pretty loving. Yeah, Hane has no clue what she's talking about today. She's just ding. So, your first song before Hane actually goes way off topic. It's a pretty old song, back in 2003, and it's from Kinky Kids. Those who know or are into Japanese music will know who they are. They're a pretty old group, you'd say. There's only two people in it. From Johnny's Entertainment. And Hane will talk about that in the next episode, not today, because it's Christmas. But anyways, yeah, so Kinky Kids, Cinderella Christmas. They're all Christmas songs, so Christmas feeling. Here you are, Kinky Kids, Cinderella Christmas.
Cinderella Christmas,
Christians, whereas what Christmas really is about is Jesus Christ's birth. So they don't celebrate it for that reason. It's just a time to celebrate for them. And they like to adapt things from the Western culture anyways, if you haven't noticed. And they kind of alter it to make it Japan-ish. That's the best way I can describe this. So Christmas is definitely not a national holiday for them because not all of them are Christians. Actually, most of them aren't. And there's really no reason. It's just a time to celebrate. They do decorate their homes with Christmas tree and lights. And definitely retail stores do that, and shopping malls. They definitely have the huge Christmas tree, Santa Clauses, other decorations that are put up several weeks ahead, like our Christmas malls. There's no surprise there, I know. And really, it's time to give presents to friends and family. Actually, it's normally the parents that give the presents to the kids, and then that's really it. And it's a special meal, too, to have. It's also a time that's mainly for, well, actually, it's more popular among women and teenagers, because it's a romantic meeting. Christmas is a romantic meeting for them, so it's up there. And yeah, there's still more to talk about, actually. Hane is going to save that for the second part of it. And Hane is going to direct you to your next song. So your next song is from Tamaki Nami. and it is called Christmas Time. So, and I hope you enjoy the song as well, and enjoy the Christmas feeling that she has overwhelmed. And yeah, so here it is, Tamaki Nami's Christmas Time for ya.
Illumination, 笑顔が溢れる 恋人たちがすれ違う It's Christmas Day 冷えた手を繋いで あなたと歩いた 思い の道に一人で佇むドアを開けてただ今の声とあなたがずっとそばにいた大好きな It's Christmas time.
that was Tameki Nami's Christmas Time. So, and I hope you like that song, and let's get back on topic to Japan's Christmas. Once again, Christmas Eve is an important day to celebrate, especially for women and teenagers, and it's absolutely important to celebrate Christmas Eve with someone. Absolutely important. And it's best to celebrate it with your potential lover, or your husband, or your wife, however you like to look at it. Generally, it's this war is between women and teenagers, so if they get to celebrate Christmas Eve with someone, they definitely will brag. And those who don't get to celebrate Christmas Eve with someone, they don't like to talk about it. And Henny's pretty sure you guys know why. You've probably been in a situation like that. Not exactly about Christmas, but generally anything. So next up, the traditional Japanese food that they use to celebrate Christmas is a Christmas cake. And this is not real Japanese food, but you get what Heine's talking about. So they celebrate it with a Christmas cake, which is usually made of sponge cake, strawberries, and whipped cream. So it's not a big extravagant cake, but it's just, you know, something you need for Christmas. Like, you need a Christmas tree. You need something. Yeah, that's that for the Christmas cake. And a lot of people do buy Christmas cake. Bakeries tend to want to sell out their Christmas cakes before Christmas Eve. Because after Christmas Eve, the cakes feel old. It's like, it's not Christmas anymore. You know? So, also, moving on a little bit, not too much, Japanese people also, during December, celebrate Bonenkai, which means forget the year party or year-end party. They generally have the Bonenkai party and the Christmas party together if it's with a company, when companies do that. And it involves drinking, dinner, cake, the usual that a party needs. So yeah, that's that. Henny's talk about Japan's Christmas. And Bonenkai, that is it. We are done. Yeah, Henny's so out of it. Don't know why. Christmas season. Yeah. So, moving on to your next song. It is from Taki and Tsubasa. It is called Starry Skies, and I hope to enjoy the song as well, like all the other songs. And Honey will talk to you more later about her next episode. Yeah, okay, sorry. Honey is just silly. Silly, silly, silly. So here it is, Taki and Tsubasa, Starry Sky.
Let's go. 寂しい時がある、つぶやいた横顔グパー、過去とか気にせず叫んだら、きっと二人でいたここに。冷えたフェンス背中つけて、恋人たちや駅前のツリー、ぼんやり見た、もしも今も
Starry Sky. So it was a nice calm song for you guys for Christmas. And yeah, a little note before I continue on. And I noticed that there's a lot of those sounds, you know, when you blow into the mic. And Hane apologizes for that. And Hane's way too lazy to re-record it because she wants to get this episode out for you guys. Hane apologizes about that, but Hane promises that the next episode will be awesome and it'll be great. And speaking of which, the next episode will be J-Rock episode for those who have been waiting for it. Because Hane knows a lot of people love J-Rock, and J-Rock is awesome, and Hane loves it too, tons. Loves it, loves it, loves it. So yeah, and also Hane will be talking about host clubs. For those of you who know what it is, don't say anything. For those of you who don't know what it is, you'll get a kick out of it. Because it's something really awesome and fun in Japan. You know, fun facts from Japan. But yeah, so Hane hopes everyone has a wonderful Christmas. Please feel free to leave comments. Tell Hane how your Christmas was, because next episode Hane promised to reply to comments. Because, yeah, and tell her what you got if you want. And whatever you like. Oh, and music that you'd like to request as well for the next episode if you have any, unless Hane records it before that. But no worries. No worries. There's always a next episode. And once again, Honey hopes that she'll continue with this once again and not procrastinate, because procrastinating is a bad thing for her, but she does it quite a bit. So, yeah. So everyone, have a nice Merry Christmas, and hopefully the next episode is what Honey wants to say. Next episode will be on New Year's-ish, or after that, a little bit after that. You'll get it by New Year's, guys. But have a nice Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday to everyone. And yeah, that's really it. Tons of love from Heine to you. Enjoy. Oh, forgot the next song. So your last song is from Yuna Ito. And some of you might know. Heine has these long pauses, sorry. Some of you might know who she's from if you watch the movie Nana, because she sang in there. But here it is, Yuna Ito's All I Want for Christmas Is You, which a lot of you might know this song. Mariah Carey. Anyways, but she sings it. So here it is for you, Yuna Ito's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Here's Yuna Ito covering Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.